Well, good morning. We are going to do something a little bit different for the beginning part of our message today. We're going to have a time of sharing stories and a testimony with Mindy, and then I'll follow that up with some more information from that scripture that Kim read. So we need that mic. Details.
Hello.
Okay. All right, we'll begin with introductions. I'm Melinda Stonebreaker, and I'm a member of the church here. I've been a member for a couple years and have been attending here for about 7 years. And also, I work in the church office. Mindy, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I am Mindy Williams, and I met Melinda when we were both working at the library before, I think, about the same time you started coming to church. Mm-hmm. And I am married to my husband, Dale, and we have adult children and 4 beautiful grandchildren, 3 grandsons that were all well-behaved down here, and a beautiful granddaughter back there. That's who I am.
Okay, and right now, did you say where you're working now?
I'm the director at the Bennett Public Library.
Okay. And go ahead and tell us about your history with the church.
Okay, and I am really nervous, which is not like me. I'm good speaking in front of people, but this is personal. So I have been a part of the church for as long as I can remember. As I looked back, my great-grandparents, Alonzo Frazier's, they were, if the story is correct, they were co-founders of the Methodist Church here in Tipton when it was not in this building. And so I've been coming to this church for as long as I can remember. One of my earliest memories is sitting with my very strict grandmother Frazier up in the balcony, and I put my nickel in the collection plate, and then I proceeded to throw it over the balcony. My grandmother and
I said
my
that
mother,
would be a memorable experience, right?
Yeah,
to throw the offering
was.
Plate from up there.
And my grandchildren and other children, don't ever repeat that, please. Don't do it. But they still brought me to church after that. I don't think we sat there, probably.
And I know that you've told me from our conversations before that this has been a really good church home to you, a good church family.
It's been wonderful. The church has been here for everything from us. I was baptized, confirmed, married. Our children have been baptized, confirmed, married, baptized children. So it has been, but I don't think that matters as much as the church family has always, always been here for me. And even without the church building, the church family is what's most important. We could not have gotten through the deaths of our daughters or when Dale nearly died, the church rallied, and I can't imagine life without this church. However, I always came just because it was sort of expected of me. That's how I started coming.
And so that's a good testimony for us to hear that the church has been meaningful and has been a means of grace in lives, and Mindy's one example. Mindy and I are in a gig together, and the gigs are our small groups at the church. And our small group last spring went to Cedar Rapids to listen to a guy named Vano Kaboko. And Vano is from the Congo, and he was wrongly imprisoned on a political charge. And he spent, I think, about 14 months in prison. And while he was there, he became really a de facto minister to the people in the prison. They had to actually transfer him to another prison because he'd baptized too many people in the prison he was in, and they were concerned. So we went to hear his story, his testimony about what that was like, and he did share that story, but he essentially broke out into actual preaching and sharing the gospel with the people that were there. And so, Mindy, what did you hear that night when Kaboko was preaching?
All right, let me get down to that here. What I heard from what he said is, and not everyone else, they may have taken this differently, I believe. I heard that God doesn't just want our materials. Just coming to church, just giving financially, that isn't all that he wants. He wants our heart. He wants us to be truly touched by him and to do things not because we are Methodists or another religion, but because we truly feel him. Now, I don't know that everyone else got that, but that was my feeling. So I felt like, well, I've been coming to church all these years. I'm 62, and I love this church, but I came because it was a part of my family heritage. I'd never considered going to another church. From that, I felt like, well, that's not enough. I need to feel the presence of the Lord.
Yeah, and so you bring up something interesting in that most of our small group was there, and we didn't all experience preaching the same. And but it was definitely a moment of conviction between you and God. And when Vano said, "Who wants to say yes to Jesus?"
"Hello?
Like, I do." And she and it turns out others went forward, but you said you didn't know that until the end, that there were other people there. It was just something very personal, a conviction and experiencing God's presence.
Now, Vano, you have to, if you can try to imagine, he is, I would say, 6'5" at least, and has a louder voice than...
Yeah,
he's so powerful.
Yeah,
a little scary, almost powerful. But I want to make it clear that I didn't like see a vision of Jesus in front of me. And that's fine. People do. I just felt when he asked who wanted to come up to accept Christ, it was like I have no idea where it came from. I was just like this, and Melinda looked at me, and so I went to the altar, and I remember it wasn't spring, it was like really hot. It was in early June, and I remember kneeling down on the altar, and first of all thinking, darn, I have a skirt on, and secondly, how am I going to get up because my knee really hurts? But then when he put his hand on my head, there was a feeling that I'm not sure I can describe, but it was an empowerment and a moment of closeness with the Lord that has changed my life.
So that was an experience with God that was very powerful, and it's something... that you don't have every day, you know?
No, I don't. And I mean, yeah, I had to wait till I was 62. And I don't know that everyone has it. I was blessed to have it.
How do you experience God now? Because it's not enveloping like that every day. You don't feel that power.
I do not feel that power every day. However, I do know that the Lord is with me every day. And I often start my morning with, and you're going to have to help me with what this is that I always say. There is nothing, There is nothing that you and I cannot get.
We can't do together.
Yeah, that we can't do together today, Lord. So please be with me. That doesn't mean the day is always perfect, but I know the Lord is with me.
I'm going to skip down to
we don't want to
that
take
last
too long.
Question. So, like we've said, this is not an experience necessarily that everyone would have the same. What do you say to someone who would say, I haven't ever had that experience? What would you say to them?
I would say that not everyone experiences that, and you may never experience that. I was a Christian before I did. This has just been a change for me, so that I have reached out to more to people. I have taken more time to do things. I'm mentoring in confirmation, and I've always helped within the church, but now I feel the need to do that. I feel like Christ is calling me to do that. But I also think that not everyone experiences this the same way. I can't see. Everybody experiences God differently. And I am thankful for my experience and how it changed my life. But I don't think that you do have to come to church every Sunday to be a Christian. My husband's going to hate this. My husband, Dale, who's here to support me today, he doesn't often come to church. But in our conversations, his support and his encouragement of me, I see his faith. And he experiences God too. It's just in a different way. It might be when he's out fishing. It might be when he's in the outdoors. But he's always there for me and supports me and sometimes says, you need to go to church. You need that today. Just going to church isn't good enough. And just giving financially, although we need that, isn't good enough. You need to feel Christ within your heart. And I hope that you all, at some point, whether you have the same experience I did, just know it's not enough just to come, that you need to have Christ within your heart.
Well, thank you. Can you guys show Mindy your appreciation for being vulnerable and sharing with us?